Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Pass Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lowenkron.
New England Patriots Pro Bowl cornerback Christian Gonzalez is in concussion protocol. The Los Angeles Rams today placed cornerback Akella Witherspoon on injured reserve due to a shoulder injury. Green Bay Packers linebacker Micah Parsons gave head coach Matt LaFleur a vote of confidence today. Parsons also said he wants to be back by the season opener next year, but realistically, he expects to be back by week 3 or 4. Former Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel interviewing today with the Cleveland Browns and Atlanta Falcons for their head coaching jobs. The Baltimore Ravens interviewed former Washington Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury for their head coaching job today. The Las Vegas Raiders have requested an interview with Los Angeles Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter for their head coaching job. The Tennessee Titans interviewing former Falcons head coach Raheem Morris today. The Giants will interview Colts defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo tomorrow.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, several new state laws go into effect this week, impacting California agriculture. The cost of ag labor will rise as the minimum wage jumps from $16.50 to $16.90 an hour. A pair of new laws gives California farmers and ranchers more options for disposal of organic waste, and finally, more opportunities for agritourism with reduced regulatory barriers for overnight campers on working lands. Well, USDA data shows exports of corn and wheat remains well ahead of year earlier levels, while soybeans lag behind last year's pace through the week of December 18th. Corn exports from September 1st through mid-December stood at 2461 million metric tons, up 67% year over year. Wheat shipments totaled 14.561 million metric tons, up 24%, and soybean exports reported 14.237 million metric tons, that's down 46%. U.S. food sales generally increase annually over time, even when adjusted for inflation, but distinct seasonal patterns emerge within each year. Food sales typically spike in December's holiday season, and this trend is evident in both food at home and food away from home. But in January, there's a noticeable downturn in food sales. Average daily food at home sales in January 2022, 23, and 24 decreased more than 13% from the previous month.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with tech gaining and gold prices jumping to record levels after Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that President Trump is pressing the central bank into cutting interest rates with the threat of a criminal indictment. However, the president said that he's not aware of any Justice Department subpoenas of Powell, and any investigation would not be related to disagreements over interest rates. And shares of the biggest U.S. banks and credit card companies are falling, like American Express and J.P. Morgan Chase, after President Trump called for credit card interest rates to be capped at 10% for a year. Airline stocks like Delta and United are also dropping following the news. Airlines make billions of dollars in revenue each year from co-branded credit cards. And Apple is confirming that it will be using Google's artificial intelligence model Gemini for Siri and other Apple AI functions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
We're only 9 years away from 1984, and now there's a federal proposal to disarm law-abiding citizens in many parts of the country. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
I've been talking recently about the ongoing efforts by well-meaning people to limit or even abolish the right of American citizens to own guns. These people like to point out that most murders are perpetrated with guns, and that most crimes of violence involve the use of handguns, and that many persons are accidentally shot each year. Therefore, they say, outlaw guns and there will be less crime, fewer killings, and fewer accidental deaths. I disagree. Even if all they say is true, and I doubt that it is, I disagree. Now, let me tell you why. Yes, I believe a person has a right to own a means of protecting himself against criminals, but that's not my main reason for disagreeing. And yes, I believe that criminals would get guns anyway, thus leaving the average citizen even more at their mercy than he is today. But that, too, isn't my main reason for disagreeing. Let's go back for a minute to the Constitution. We all know that it clearly specifies that you and I have the right to bear arms, and that that right cannot be infringed. An entire amendment deals with this right. The amendment is simple. It reads that, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, unquote. Underline, if you will, the word free when you read the Second Amendment. The Founding Fathers obviously were concerned about preserving freedom. They believed that arms in the hands of the people would secure freedom. They felt that a militia should be trained for just that purpose. Now, we've neglected to keep a well-trained militia, but that fact alone is not reason to also give up the right to bear arms. Interestingly, the Founding Fathers don't specify that the state is necessarily endangered from the outside, although that probably remained one of their concerns. But if one looks at the times during which the amendment was written, and at the context of the other nine of those first 10 amendments, it becomes apparent that what they really feared was the possibility that government might take away the freedoms of the citizens in their newly created free state. Each of those first 10 amendments guarantees a freedom. The Second Amendment guarantees the right of the citizen to protect those other freedoms. Take away the arms of the citizen, and where is his defense against not only criminals, but also against the possible despotism of his government? In police states, they take away the citizen's arms first. This ensures the perpetuation of the state's power and the ability of the police to deal with dissenters as well as criminals. I believe that those who run our federal, state, and local governments today, as well as those who advocate disarming the people, have no sinister motives. But history tells us this won't always be the case. So isn't it better for the people to own arms than for them to risk enslavement by evil or power-hungry men or nations? The Founding Fathers thought so. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361.
Chris Stapleton, live in concert. July 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the California Mid-State Fair with special guest Molly Tuttle.
I'm gonna love you till the wheels fall off.
Don't miss Chris Stapleton, live in concert. On sale Friday, January 16th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. A special pre-fair concert presented by the California Mid-State Fair.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with our special guest this afternoon because, well, lots of reasons, but it's that time of the year, and I have Bill, my cousin, and our new guest this year, and that's Mr. Rick Smith. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Sure.
Okay, and also, so let's get into first, Mike, give us a little bit of background on how you ended up in this situation and a little bit about your career.
My career is I was a certified public accountant for many years and then a controller finance guy in corporations. But the way I found AARP tax aid is through you, Kevin. You when Dick Mason was doing Sound Off years and years ago, he interviewed one of the guys who was our leader, And I heard you on the radio, and so I called that guy up, and that's how I got involved with TaxAge. So this sound off is a really valuable asset for recruiting people, and we really, so you're our guy.
Okay, so how many years ago was that?
That was 15 years ago, I think, I came in here.
Okay, and then our, not our new guy, but our new guest this afternoon is Mr. Rick Smith. Rick, how did you get, or find out, or how did you get involved with the ARP?
Yeah, so the program has been going on for many years now, and 4 years ago, a friend of mine had saw something online about this, so he called me up. He said, I think this would be a good fit for you. So he and I are both involved in the program now, and this is our fourth year going into it now.
So is your background similar to Mike's?
Actually, it's almost spot on. I was in public accounting for several years and industry for 30-some years, and I've always had an interest in tax, so mostly corporate tax in my previous life, but now it's individual tax. It's great.
All right, so as always, Mike and Rick, there's changes that come. But first, let me back up. This is available, you know, again, when we think of ARP, we think of a certain age group. But this is available beyond that.
That's correct. We're available. We're open to anyone that needs to have their taxes done, with the couple of exceptions. We can't do rental properties, and we don't do businesses, nor do we do things like estates and partnerships. We only do individual tax returns, and we have no age limit. We get people that have teenage children that work in the summertime, and they need to file a tax return, and we'll do them, and we'll do people. We've had a couple of clients that are 100 years old, and we do them because they still have to file tax returns.
Well, one of the things that I'll cut right now into is, because I think last year you mention that sometimes people forget about the teenagers and the income because the rules are changed or they're different and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, generally, when people have kids that go out to work, like you work at the Mid-State Fair and they work and they only make a couple $1,000, well, they have no need to file a tax return, but inevitably they've had withholding taken out of their paychecks. And then we have to file a return to get their withholding back. And there's a way called the W-4 form that they fill out. Everyone fills out when they go to work, and you just can put yourself down as exempt. And so teenagers and people like that that aren't going to have an obligation to file a return, that way the employer doesn't take withholding out of their paycheck, and then they really don't even have to do anything.
Rick, in your experience so far with the ARP tax aid, is there one particular issue or question that seems to come up that maybe confuse people or they may forget?
Yeah, one of the things that often comes up is people ask if they have to be an AARP member in order for us to do their taxes, and the answer is no. We'll do virtually everybody. We really focus on primarily seniors and low and middle income groups. That's who our real client base is, and we work closely with all of them.
All right, so I'll ask it this way. What new headaches are coming our way, or perhaps a more dignified thing to say is changes?
Well, I'll let Ricky, why don't you tell them about the senior bonus deduction?
Yeah, this is something new this year. Everybody heard last fall, last summer, that there was going to be no tax on Social Security, and well, that's not the case. We don't want people to get the thought that there is, because otherwise everybody's going to come in and think they're going to get all their money back. But the reality is that didn't happen, and instead of that, there became a tax credit available to seniors 65 and older, income-based, and you can get up to $6,000 refund per senior, and if it's married filing jointly, up to $12,000 back. And if your income is a certain level, then below a certain level, you can get it all back. And then it ratchets up to where you can get lesser amounts depending upon your income. So that's a real key item for this year, and that's a real focus for our retired people.
One of the things that, Mike, you sent me in advance, and it's under this number 5, the tax law changes and discussion, mm-hmm. is you have public safety officer.
Yeah, public safety officers, and that's a very broad term for anybody that's used has worked as a law enforcement officer. And there's several other categories that are public safety officers, and they don't necessarily need to be a uniformed public safety officer. You can be, you get your pension from CalPERS, and what happens is everyone pays health insurance, And as a benefit, a special benefit to public safety officers, they will allow you to reduce your income, your retirement income, by up to $3,000 that is associated with your health insurance. So if you're a public safety officer and you're having your taxes done by us or by another tax group, you want to make sure that you say, I'm a public safety officer, so they know your history, because the public safety officer will come in with what we call a retirement form, a 1099 form from CalPERS, more than likely CalPERS, and everybody that worked for the state would get a CalPERS tax 1099 form. But you need to say, I as a public safety officer, and we'll knock $3,000 off your income. And if you're in a 10% bracket, that saves you $300 right there, just by saying that. So that's what's really important, that you have a good communication with your preparer.
What about those, I notice again here on one of the numbers here, the health insurance you have covered California. Is there confusion with people regarding that?
There certainly can be confusion. The whole idea is, if somebody was involved with Cover California, it goes by several different names, but it's all kind of under one umbrella, that if you're a California resident, you're required to have insurance coverage, medical insurance coverage. And if you don't, you can be penalized by that. And that can be up to $900, $950 per individual, yeah, or over $400 per dependent that you have. So it's really important that everybody have coverage in California. There are certain exemptions for that, but beyond this discussion.
What, is there an age break-off for that, for the covered California, on who mandatory has to pay?
Anybody that files a return in California is required to have health insurance, but most of us, and most of your listeners, such as myself, have Medicare, so we automatically have health insurance. So we don't need to go to Covered California. But somebody that's, I can't remember what the lower limit is, and they required up until when you're 65, when you get Medicare, you got to have health insurance, and Covered California serves that bill. And a lot of people that are very low income in California get Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal also suffices as health insurance, so they don't have to pay the penalty.
I don't know how I might remember this, or I'm thinking differently, that somebody, that it would be cheaper for them to get the fine as opposed to the coverage, or paying for the coverage.
That can happen, but generally that's not the case. The reality is that if your income is lower, your premiums are supplemented, so you don't actually pay that much anyway. So, and that's all reconciled when the tax return is filed. And if, in fact, you told your employer that your income was lower than it actually became, you may have to settle that when you file your tax return, pay a little bit more premium. But generally, those people that are covered under Cover California, generally lower middle income people, it works very well for them.
Would that be considered one of those social media untruths, that when people hear about, well, yeah, you know, my friend said, hey, I shouldn't pay for it because my fine's going to be less than...
I have had people, particularly people in their 20s and early 30s, young people, that do that calculation because they don't want to pay an enormous amount for health insurance, and they say, yeah, I can get away with just paying $950 in the fine, but Covered California will always be less than that. But it's at the end of the year, Covered California is going to send out a form that allows us to reconcile with the IRS what you owe on the subsidy. Sometimes you owe more because you've made more money and they gave you too much of a subsidy. Sometimes you've made less and they give you a refund. So it's really important that you bring in the form called a 1095 form. One of the things that really flusters us is when we find out that people forget to bring that form in. So if you have Covered California, or if you know someone in your family that has Covered California, make sure they bring that 1095A form in with them.
Now, people can go online to make an appointment, which you always recommend. Do it ASAP, even though you'll go out to what, March?
We're going to go out to April 7th or 8th.
So. Okay. But obviously, for people that have used you and, you know, are looking for some help to get in early. Now, the other thing, too, is from memory, is that making sure that people bring all the correct paperwork.
Or amen.
What, and so what are, is the list too long, or is there a generalization that you can tell people to give them a heads up so they can start searching for it, et cetera?
So this year, what we really are trying to get people to do is make their appointments online, and they can do that starting January 19th at ccfreetax.org. That's ccfreetax.org. And if they don't have the capabilities to actually do the online thing, you can actually call 805-931-6308. So the online starts January 19th. So you kind of get a heads up if you do that. You get appointments prior to the people that call in. The call-in starts January the 26th. Again, the phone number is 805-931-6308. And we always make sure to tell people to remember to bring their prior year's return and to don't book their appointments until they think they're going to get all their current year's tax forms, such as the letter from the Social Security Administration and any of their 1099s that they normally or generally have gotten from all of their investments from the previous years.
Now, one of the things, let's remind people that this is not just Pass Robles, but also you have another location for people in Tascadero.
That's correct. St. William's Church, the Catholic Church down there, has given us their location. And so we are on Mondays and Fridays at St. William's Church. You make the appointment the same way that Rick just described. You go to ccfreetax.org. You can do that on your phone or on your computer, whatever's convenient for you, or call the number he described. But that's in Atascadero. We're also down in Grover Beach, Napomo, San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay. And so we have quite a few locations, about 9 locations. We do about over 3,000 tax returns in San Luis Obispo County. Here in between Atascadero and Paso Robles, we do about 1,400 tax returns. So we do a lot of work up here.
So you do almost half of the ones for the entire county.
Pretty much. I like to brag, yes. I like to brag to my friends down in south of the grade, yes.
Well, but also you have, I'm assuming, people to enough people to handle it, or again, it's always volunteers, and it doesn't necessarily, they don't have to have a background like you, both of you.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what happens is that we get people from all walks of life that kind of enjoy working with numbers and computers. So if they're interested in doing this, they go through an IRS training, 40 hours of training, 2 years in a row, and they have to take an exam that, and then pass the exam, it's an IRS exam that can take up to 8 hours to do that exam. So if you don't pass the exam the first time, guess what? You get to do it again. And if you don't pass the second time, we'll find something else for you to do as a volunteer that's just as rewarding.
Well, that was the other point. If the people, they don't want to get involved with the 40 or the 30-hour test and this and all that, there are other things they can do to help out.
Absolutely. We have three levels. We have people that prepare tax returns, just as ourselves, called preparers. Then we have greeters at the door that help people get settled into the office and before their appointments. And then we have telephone schedulers that help people that do call call our phone number. They help schedule their appointments on the phone. So we can always help us in one way or another, whatever floats your boat, whatever you're comfortable doing.
All right. So you can never have enough volunteers?
We can never have enough volunteers. In fact, I kind of want to see it expanded. I'd like to have more volunteers and maybe open another day.
Because you're talking about, you know, again, probably senior citizens, and they have appointments, so they can't commit to X amount of days and hours and so forth. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sound Off.
I'm Tom Regani. Federal prosecutors are investigating the Federal Reserve chair over the multi-billion dollar renovation to the agency's headquarters. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill say the investigation and the cost overruns appears to be an act of intimidation. But White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump did not order the Justice Department action.
The president has been a frequent and harsh critic of Powell. The Supreme Court today is considering state bans on transgender female athletes playing in girls' sports, with challenges to laws in West Virginia and Idaho. Utah Attorney General Derrick Brown supports the state's bans.
50 years after Title IX, will we maintain, will we be true to that promise that we made to women, or will we renege on that promise?
The High Court has recently allowed numerous restrictions on transgender athletes. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with Rick and Mike talking about some taxes. And Mike, since we have about 7.5, 8 minutes left, there's some important things that we need to get in to let the people know about some, I guess you can call them changes.
Yeah, one of the things that happened this year is there was a Congress passed a law that let an error in Social Security from long ago be corrected this year. And in 2025, many people who were teachers that had partial Social Security and other some other government employees received a back pay of Social Security, which is going to increase their Social Security amount that they received in 2025. Some of them with small amounts and won't make any difference on their tax returns. Some people received a substantial amount of money and they are going to have increased Social Security, which will increase the amount of taxable Social Security. So just don't be surprised if you have a larger tax bill because of the back pay that you received in Social Security.
And let's remind the people what we were just talking about during the break on the checks, and the, now you have to do all that.
Yeah, well, so what's happening right now is the both IRS and the state of California are saying we don't want to receive paper copies of anything, and one of those things they do not want to receive paper copies of is payments, and if you owe taxes, nor do they want to send you a check and a refund anymore. They haven't cut the line on that yet. But so really, when we're actually promoting that people do things electronically, the banking system is safer than any system in the world, and most people are concerned about giving out their checking account numbers. But the reality is, when you cut a check and give it to somebody, your check number is floating around out there anyway. And we really recommend, and we can help taxpayers pay electronically, and even if they can't pay it right away, we can set up a pay date so it'll be paid at a future date. So we can do all that for them.
So does that mean this year, if people are expecting a check back, that they won't get that check that we all look forward to in the mail?
We you can do it either way. The way we like to recommend is that you get a direct deposit. It's much faster, and it comes right into your bank account. It's not going to sit in your mailbox and possibly get stolen. So we've tried to encourage that. But if you want a check, there is a box we check that the IRS will cut a check. It will take slightly longer for you to get the check. But yes, you can get a check.
Hey, but I have a question regarding that. Okay, so you folks are willing to help out, and other people will that can afford would have their accountant do it. But what about people that are kind of stuck in the middle there, that they don't have the wherewithal or the knowledge to be able to do that? What happens to them? Is there a does the government have something, a waiver or anything along those lines?
They will offer, if you can't take a check or if you have no bank account. A lot of people have no bank account, don't have any bank accounts, and so they end up using check cashing services and things like that to get their refund. And if they get it that way, they can also get prepaid debit cards by the IRS, can send you your refund that way. So that's about all. But you need to have a mailing address. That's the bottom line. You have to have a mailing address to get some of these things that the IRS offers.
Well, that's, you know, again, that will sound frightening to some people, though.
Yeah. It does sound frightening, but our experience is it doesn't happen that often. People will, they will get a check. They will take the check. Or most people now understand that getting direct deposit is really the fastest way. It's incredibly fast. I've seen people in four days after we filed the tax return, they've got their refunds.
And we can help them through that process, too, to make it comfortable for them.
Well, the other thing, too, is people will eventually figure out a way to get their money back.
Yeah, that's right. And we do that. We will file amended returns for people. We will help them do prior year's returns. If a person hasn't filed in a couple of years, make two appointments back to back, and we'll take care of the earlier returns. We can go all the way back to 22. So
when's the deadline for people to get the appointment and get all the information and stuff available for you folks?
So what we really recommend is that people make an appointment as soon as they can. The appointments do fill up when we really run out of appointments. We do have scenarios where somebody says, hey, I get my tax done, I can't get an appointment. They can actually call or make an appointment to our other locations and go there and get their returns completed there. But the reality is, I highly recommend making appointments shortly after it become available in later this month. And keep in mind that when you generally receive your tax papers, if you don't normally receive them till the first week in March, wait till make an appointment shortly after that.
Yeah, it's really important, because if you come in, make the appointment too early, and then you don't have your brokerage statement or the other forms that you were supposed to get from somebody, then you've sort of wasted your appointment.
Mike, I remember in the past that you've mentioned from, you know, when you started not only this, but in your career too, on the, I guess, more complicated or confusing the taxes have become for people. Do you see anything down the road where the folks in, whether it's Sacramento or Washington, D.C., are going to make it less complicated for people?
Unfortunately, I'm a big advocate of what's called return-free filing. And one of the things that the IRS does, 140 million Form 10s, 40s, that's a huge amount. Approximately half of those, 70 million returns, the IRS already knows everything. They know, unless there's been a life-changing event, such as a birth, death, or marriage, they know exactly what the taxes is. It's going to be the same thing that we give them, the IRS already knows. So I'm hoping for return-free filing somewhere along the line, that you could cut the IRS workload down in about half by having just let the government prepare your return. And if you don't want the government to prepare your return, still prepare it yourself. Come to us and we'll prepare your return for you. But I think that's eventually, it's not going to get simpler the way it's concocted right now.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you. The music started. We appreciate not only you coming in, but also volunteering for more than a few years in one case. And we're nice to meet you. We'll see you again. A lot of work ahead of you, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thank KPRL. Great radio.
All right, Susanna, she's got a, speaking of taxes, Susan Shelley from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association will be in, Prop 13 and some other things. Enjoy your afternoon, and thanks for listening.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.